ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States of America, Barack
Obama, 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 Obama.
Hip-hop has played a visible role in presidential politics since at least the early 90s, when Bill Clinton had his Sista Soulja moment and denounced the performer's racially charged statements. In the last couple election cycles, performers like Sean Combs or Diddy have encouraged young people to get out and vote. But as WNYC's Arun Venugopal explains, this year is different. Now hip-hop has a candidate it calls its own.
Russell Simmons, everybody!
Russell!
It's the night of the third and final presidential debate, and hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons is having a debate-watching party at a Chelsea nightclub. He's being joined by a few other celebrity folk, members of Naughty by Nature and the girl group Danity Kane, and Cedric the Entertainer. Russell Simmons is convinced that events like these are going to help deliver the youth vote and the election to Barack Obama.
The hip-hop community is the best brand-building community in this country. So if they say voting is hot, you know, then people can go out and vote.
Simmons has invited his friend Kevin Powell, an early star of the MTV show The Real World. Powell wrote frequently about hip-hop and social issues before running twice for Congress in Brooklyn.
4 years ago, this wasn't happening in this country. You know, it wasn't happening here in New York City. You had to beg people to watch the debates. Now, folks, I mean, while I'm here, I'm getting text messages from people saying, are you having a debate party? I'm like, no, I'm at Russell's debate party tonight. So that says that if you have candidates that people can relate to, especially young people can relate to, they will be inspired.
Inside the club, a DJ's at work. It's a stylish, fairly easygoing crowd. Young professionals mix it up with industry executives, many of whom were big donors to the Obama campaign. Some are just there to mingle, but when Bob Schieffer of CBS comes up on the big screen TV, flanked by the candidates, a few people shout at the DJ to turn the music off. One spectator is Gene Johnson, a tall, thin man who wears a bow tie and works as a mediator. At one point, as the candidates have gone back and forth on Joe the Plumber and their respective tax plans, Gene reads out a text message from his brother.
He says, Obama is literally laughing as McCain is talking. Nobody got swagger like him. The Republicans and enemies of Obama have interpreted that swagger, that confidence, as arrogance. But I think it's clearly a part of hip-hop to have that confidence that I'm going to do this, that I'm the best at this. You know, I kind of look at Obama as kind of being the Jay-Z of politics.
Hey, this is Jay-Z calling on behalf of Senator Barack Obama's campaign.
Speaking of Jay-Z, here's a robocall he recorded before the Ohio primary.
Make sure your voices are heard for change.
Hip-hop isn't new to the political process, but it's never mobilized around a candidate in the way it has with Barack Obama. Rappers meditate over his very name, extol his policies on cable news, and contemplate his impact on young America. For Danielle Smith, the editor of Vibe, a big moment came in September 2007 when Obama appeared on the cover of her magazine.
I think Vibe had a big part in introducing Senator Obama to the hip-hop community. He was very frank in his criticism about some of the problems he has with rap music. The hip-hop community has no problems being criticized. So it was just a great thing. And he was, I think a lot of people's eyes were open to him at that moment.
This month, Vibe endorsed Obama. It also featured a letter from the candidate to Vibe's readers, urging them to register and vote. Even with all the buzz, Smith says she's worried about younger voters. She wonders whether they'll actually show up at the polls on Election Day. Russell Simmons is more optimistic, pointing to high youth turnout during the primaries. The group he helped create in 2001, the Hip Hop Summit Action Network, is nonpartisan and has been promoting the Respect My Vote tour starring the rapper T.I. Other hip-hop stars like Young Jeezy, will.i.am, and Q-Tip have also come on board, either to get out the vote or to support Obama directly. Here's Ludacris.
You can't stop what's about to happen. We about to make history. The first black president is destined and it's meant to be. The threats ain't phasing us. The nooses or the jokes. Get off your ass, black people. It's time to get out and vote.
Obama's recent poll numbers have some people looking beyond Election Day. James Bernard helped start two hip-hop magazines, The Source and XXL, and in 2004 founded the Hip Hop Civic Engagement Project. He's now a voter registration activist for the union SEIU. He feels the visibility of hip-hop artists during this election cycle could have a long-term impact.
Especially with young, impressionable people, when you see an artist like 50 Cent, who is extremely popular, talking intelligently about the election in public, that has a profound effect because it makes you think, oh, I should care. Pop culture can set an agenda.
Bernard thinks that President Obama, he talks about him like he's already won, would significantly advance the urban or hip-hop agenda. Things like job retraining, community investment, and more affordable colleges. The trick, according to Bernard, is creating a sustained grassroots movement to match a like-minded president.
You can take that and have more people running for office. You can take that and have ongoing voter registration campaigns, voter education campaigns. You can do so much with that. You can create, you know, political talk radio for a hip-hop generation.
To really understand the political power of hip-hop, it helps to listen to a first-time voter. Maurice Watson is 22 years old and works as a safety instructor at a public school in Harlem. In his office there, he plays me his Obama mixtape.
Now the dream is you can be anything you want to be in the world. You're not left out of the American dream.
Maurice could have voted 4 years ago, and he paid attention to the candidates and the issues. But he said neither George Bush nor John Kerry earned his vote. This time, he voted in the primary for Obama. And he thinks others his age did too, in part because of pressure from rappers like T.I. and Young Jeezy and Nas.
Because we relate to them. I'm not going to listen to some stuffy person who doesn't know where I'm coming from or what I see, but you want to be my president.
Maurice complains that neither McCain nor Obama have addressed education enough. But he likes Obama's economic plan and his promise to withdraw from Iraq. He says even his friends who are ex-felons or drug dealers are now paying attention.
My friend hates having to go through the process of bagging up and selling drugs on the corner to put food on a table and put money in his mom's hand. So it's like, they don't want to do it, but it's like they have no other choice. If Barack gets elected, they have choices. They're not waking up seeing the same pale face every day doing the press conference or addressing the public. If they wake up and see Barack's face, like, wait a minute, this man look like me. Why can't I make it?
For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.
Wow.
Your mama say, I'ma vote Obama way. And with your mama say.